Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting second. The left fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Broberg. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Claude Osteen. And now, play ball. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon takes first base on ball four. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nyman. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Sheldon goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to third. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nyman who is chasing the ball. Aaron reaches third base with a triple. Mitchell scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Ozzy Osbourne now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-0 in the game. with a walk. Sheldon takes first base on ball four. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broberg fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Broberg. Johnson moves to third. Melton moves to second. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Melton moves to third. It's 4-1, Brewers. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nyman. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Nyman steals second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields the ball and throws to Broberg covering. Safe. Melton scores. Nyman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Brewers. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lescano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Money hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Sheldon takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton is hit by the pitch. Henderson moves to second. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henderson moves to third. Melton moves to second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stein hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bill Champion now pitching. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 1 in the game. Varney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lescano hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Money hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 4. the White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Moore and he is out, Sheldon applying the tag. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Champion covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Sheldon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Champion covering, for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 2 in the game. Varney hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Bill Gogolewski now pitching. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Don Money. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Moore moves to third. Lescano moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa now playing third base. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dent bunts towards the mound. Champion fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May is walked intentionally. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to third. May moves to second. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelly scores. May moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Johnson scores. It's 10-4, White Sox. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bebakwa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Sheldon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sharp pinch hits for Bobby Mitchell. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing left field. Rick Austin now pitching. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Stein hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 3 in the game. Varney strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 4 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, White Sox. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lescano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron moves to second. Daryl Porter pinch hits for Kurt Bevacqua. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 4 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Aaron moves to third. Lescano moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 4 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.